This day 1678 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. They were doing Ebenezer, Siman Aleph, Siv Chav Tes, Siv Beis, Siv Zayin. Chav Tes. Pesach Echad mi Gdoli Kamoi, one of the ancient greats, wrote. It's really one of the early Achrayim. B'mishol Eretz Yisrael, b'mishol Osloi Mosar, he went up to Eretz Yisrael, his wife now come up with him, brought to Yisrael, she'achez, and wants to marry another wife. Yishlach l'get a day, yishlach l'shten her get through an agent. M'shar ha'zman she'egil l'get, and you can reckon, estimate when she would again receive the get. No say she can marry another wife. It's my beat. Fashion or raish l'gabel get, even though there's no evidence she's going to accept the get. Mikom kom shub l'chal Yisrael love, the blessed Yisrael no longer applies to him. There ain't min adin ayol l'os Eretz Yisrael. And the letter of law should have come up and married Yisrael. Either you have shared kufa kufusa zeh, sheish l'taam, but granted you can't compel her to do this when she has a reason, because she's barbasin and hey, so become clean later on. Come, come, shita b'chaygam, lo yisag zera, sheish l'ishu, nevertheless, it's obvious that the decree did not apply in such a situation to require him to live without a wife. Marj gam d'er Yisrael posh l'atakon, especially because Eretz Yisrael l'atakon, at least at the time of Shulchan, was not universally accepted. True, the prohibition devolves upon it, which is kind of like we said, we would make an effort to get him out of the marriage, to get him married somewhere else. And the bracket says here, it's called Mashik Shua Love, and this resolves all the questions asked on the Mabit. A man whose wife converted to Islam. Some say he bestows upon her get through a third party, but he can marry another woman. In the place that's the custom, one doesn't have to change the minhag. However, the place there is no custom, he doesn't even have to bestow a get upon her through an agent. You don't have to be stringent in this, but the Sacheres can marry another woman. After the birth of the first wife, I kind of shown a rock and clemus. However, in places where there is a issue, the people do yibum, nachal and zakos lo get. It's appropriate to bestow a get upon her to an agent. The shemay amus, maybe he'll die. Bevoli abim is ishto. And they'll come to be miabim, his wife. And she is the Sora of, she's the co-wife of this woman who's a wicked woman. And she's like this co-wife of a sota, where the halacha is you can't do yibum. Woman who cooks tray for us, when these bars have made him and witnesses have clarified this. In which case he can divorce against the will, much as we see in Siman Kuf Tes Vav. If she doesn't, will is not to accept the get, he can bestow a get through a third party. And this is true about all the women who are compelled to receive a get, much there. It's the best to make an enactment and also very on anybody marries a second wife. Beard Vorig means to say that after Kremas, show his passion to the Kremas Ragma in places where the Takonavar Ben Gershom has not spread. Tova Sos Takonas, it's best to enact this decree nation, because it's an appropriate decree. Femmes, the Chomatin, and Lomasin, the Chotanai, and Rabbi Vagonim, Shelem, Shne Noshim. Not sure about that. It seems that there were somewhere two wives. Father, on the contrary, Matina, the Medish, Bracious, Brabios, Shel, Isha Ra, he had a very bad wife, Lona, Slayachers, he did not marry a second wife, Adjugation of Shon until he divorced the first one. Medin, Misha Shah, Esa Shahim, Belayota, a person who was spent 10 years with his wife, she didn't get birth, he's probably seen Kuf Tal to explain Sim Kuf Nadat. As Barasham, also it's going to be clarified that Menishma, somebody took an oath not to marry another woman, Belayota, Esa Shahim, but she hasn't given birth after 10 years. What is their status? I jump. Pace, Ishtar, Likach, Isha, Aguna, to make an effort to marry a appropriate woman. So we have to check the family. A person has to make every effort to take an appropriate wife. She's not marry one which has a smidgen of impropriety. Whether the impropriety is in her body, in herself, meaning, such as she's immodest, whether it's the impropriety is in a family. Such as in a family, there is an issue of mamzerus, of illegitimacy, oshu kohen, if he is a kohen, yesh mishpach l'psum chalos, and there is an impropriety of potentially being chalo, which is also for kohanim. Kachon v'chazal, chazal say kol shkol, ishan no say ishan shabsul, anybody marries a woman who has an impropriety, elio kosvo, elio writes, now because Baruch Hosei, Hashem signs, Romans has oilo l'posel as zara wo, to he who renders his children fit, upogim mishpach l'un damages his family. See you in the eventual future, elio kofoto, elio will knock him down, because Baruch Hu wrote so, and Hashem will pierce him with an awl. So to speak, the reason why Leo writes it and pulls him down, it's because he was in great anguish because Amisol desecrated the covenant between themselves and Hashem. And he was persecuted on this from the wicked people's generation. And Hashem testifies that. This person who married a woman with an impropriety, so Hashem testifies that his children are improper. Hashem says, "If they call Yisrael, the tribes of God, a testimony for Israel." When is the testimony for Israel? When the tribes are tribes of God. And Hashem testifies about them, Hashem shows that they are His. Hashem only devolves His divine presence on families which have an appropriate lineage in the Jewish people. Hashem, so they don't have a smidgen of impropriety. Hashem, basically, Hashem at that time says, God, Elohim, I will be a God to all the families of the house of Israel. They'll be for me a nation. Meaning, those who from the families of the Jews who are kosher, Yul Ilam will be a nation for you. Somebody marries a woman who's inappropriate, Mnei Yofia, because despite the fact she has an impropriety. They marries her anyway because of her beauty, or Mnei Yofia because of her wealth. Having Labanim Shem Ogunim as children who are full of impropriety themselves. Also, he's going to lose her money. As we impact that fourth pack of production. Avim Naisa Ishak Sher, but Shemaman, he marries a good woman for the purpose of money. Shemaman, Mamani, and Nosa Cheres. If not for money, he wouldn't marry somebody else. Aim is Avon. There's no other than that. But on the contrary, Rilla Suskin, Utam Bachachachim, is Tom Bachachim best to marry a woman with money? Wow, I didn't know this is explicit anywhere. Dai days of the Star Cleosa, Tar by a baby Nayom, and this way he won't have to be so distracted from the matters of this world. Chenogim, and Nashim, Shoyim, and so to straight people have his conduct. The Gachtami Chacham, straight, rich and straight people, to take a tamachachem for their daughter, to give him much money, and to sustain him on his table. They should sit and learn. He says no greater mitzvah. And the merit of supporting their sons-in-law, the fathers-in-law, successful in their businesses. Somebody wants to marry a woman who has an impropriety. The members of his family, they protest against him. He doesn't want to pay attention to them. He says, they should do something public. To indicate that their children and his children should not get mixed together. Somebody who was promised, stipulated, a lot of money for a sheikh, and then some cause took place. The father of the kala could not fulfill the entire stipulation. He stipulated, even according to the strict law, chosin can nullify the sheikh. So it's best not to leave his kala high and dry. They send this camp, let's go to the imam, and he should not fight with the family. These types of fights do not succeed. Have the contract. If he doesn't fight, he's not Hashem bracha. Hashem's going to have bracha. He's going to have a great marriage. Money which a person takes on account of his wife with strong arm tactics. Ain't a moment, it's not just money. But he does this. Including those who marry for the purpose of money. So anything his father and mother will give him. Once they said, let me be successful. However, somebody deliberately wanted to swindle the chassan, and he doing it with the dowry of a sabisha mitzvah kavdi, and they think, well, we're doing mitzvah to make the shidduch. They're not doing something appropriate. That's from the shlach kodesh. Kimo amr chazal chazal say the end of the third paragraph of Sarah, man, test. Lem shalom lisa basa mechachem. Person should always attempt to marry the daughter of mechachem. Lom atza basa mechachem. He doesn't find the daughter of mechachem. He's a bas gdoli ador. He should marry the daughter of the leaders of the generation. Tzadikim, righteous people, not jemais, and people who do good deeds. Rashi there. Lom atza bas gdoli ador. He doesn't find the, in other words, gdoli ador. It's tzadikim and not jemais. Righteous people, people do activists. Lomatzah bas gadol, he doesn't find the daughter of gadol yadar. He said, "Bas rosh kinesios," he married the daughter of the head of the shul. Lomatzah bas rosh kinesios, he doesn't find the daughter of the head of a shul. He said, "Bas gabay tzaka," he married the daughter of a person who's in charge of tzaka. Lomatzah bas gabay tzaka, he doesn't find one of those. He said, "Bas lami tzaka," he married the daughter of a teacher. Chayish tadal si bitol tam b'chacham. A person should also make an effort to marry his daughter to tam b'chacham. I see bitol amar to marry his daughter to nam arish. Shem v'dakim mitzvos nam b'tikas mitzvos. Chazal says, "Mitzvah to marry your niece." Marry one step son of Beish. Now, Sarka at the assignment says, "Do not ignore your own flesh and blood." Your own flesh. Shine and Chaznite. But in Basachiv, this is true whether it's the son of your niece through your sister or your niece through your brother. It's a person to bring his relatives close. Some say, however, Dafka Basachos, it's only the daughter of your sister. Because people feel closer to their sisters than to their brothers. Therefore, he's going to love his wife, his niece, through his sister. But there is feel like the first opinion holds, like it's going to be a Medrash, like it says, Medrash Nosa Adam Isha Mikrovosov, if somebody marries any woman from his relatives, concerning such a person, the pasuk says, "Etzem atzom I busim l'bsari," like Adam said, "Bechava, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." Who? And the concept is like this: "Avas akrevim mutivis." The love for relatives is natural. "Avas ish lishto," and the love of a husband for wife, "bone machmas maseshneim." Shmiklem is artificial; comes on account of their deeds, which happen they happen to perform. "Mischaberstein," when they both connect, as yeah, "ol nachon," they both connect both the pre-existing relationship and the new relationship, then the connection will be proper. The tent will be good. For yen shom abayis, so peace now. So yodua shein cha kroy ba sheyachol ha'adam lisayin. Sorry, basach chos basach. And there's no closer relative that the person can marry than his niece. The yushalmi kedushin isa tam amashi tzuchol na nosi ishle dok arba imos mishtachlo kamoshi's bar. The yushalmi kedushin. There's a reason given why a person is supposed to check four mothers in the family of the woman he wants to marry, so we shall see. The knas kantu chachamim, evidently, chachamim only acquired this when you didn't marry your niece. But when chachamim find you, so a person should have an incentive to connect to their own tribe and family. Okay. A person should not marry a woman from a family of lepers. This simply when the family has been established a pattern three times. Their progeny come to this situation. The plus is in a chazaka three times is considered be chazaka. Now, I normally, for something which is a dangerous situation, return even after two times. They have two children died in a family account of the Brit Mila, which you don't do Mila on the third one. In assuming a pattern of family, ancient chazaka, there's no assumption of a pattern. Until they have established pattern three times. The woman has two sisters who are lepers or nichbos or epileptic. Also, so they are not allowed to marry her. Because by bris mila, we also find two sisters who die in infancy cause a brother to. Impede a brother from having a bris mila. So here too, two sisters with this malady would prevent you from marrying the third sister. And you don't establish parents three times. Hey, I'm Oretz, or even two times. I'm Oretz, so it's a Kohen. Ignorant person should not marry a daughter of a Kohen. They not say be married, a daughter of a Kohen. Ains Vugum Yafa, the Shidduch will not be good. Shatamos, he or who, Meher, one of them is going to die young. Or Takala Chesav, a name of some other stumbling block which come between the two of them. They should deny the Zarush Aaron because it's denigrating for the descendants of Aaron. She dapko v'amaretz to cling to an amaretz. Chacham, no Sigrenes by the time Bishon Sigrenes, the time Chacham marries his daughter of Kohen, and he's annoying Meshubach, this is appropriate and proper, praiseworthy. Torah Kuna Makamah Echad to combine Torah and Kuna. Mamikha Amartzi and Zeh, what's called Amartzi for this matter? I'm a Zal Mitzvah, some of you scoffs at Mitzvahs. I will low Shishomer Mitzvah, but some of you keeps Mitzvahs. Even if it's not a time of Chacham, that's not a problem. Therefore, some say, they won't have this type of amorites in our day and age, which should be not allowed to be married accordingly. A young man should not marry an old woman. She's not going to give birth. We bought them Pir Rivia. He's never going to fulfill Pir Puravu. An old man should not marry a young girl. This causes licentious behavior. She's going to be adulterous underneath him because he won't be able to satisfy her. I say it's here to turn this to talk one out chalas bitcholas no so do not defile your daughter to cause her to become adulterous. From Chazal says that Mishael baby to dog is referring to somebody marries up his daughter to an old man. Although she chafetz abo, but if she wants him, BMS in truth, she really wants him. Most of that's okay. This is a chasidim said chasidim exam. Maisa b'sul achas she nasa zaga is a maisa with a young girl who married an old man. She has a chavetza who she wanted. V'yotze b'ayim men b'ni tam chomim. They had children with tam chomim. Kama maisa z'keli yodua. And we know several stories like this. Onam yotzona who rak b'nei shu osher. We know she only wants to marry because he's rich. Hey, no matter what else. That's not appropriate. So in fine house she gets this ragel osher when she gets used to the riches. Togus nav shabo so will find him repugnant. Vakesh tafkidah. She's going to look for some other role. Zayin lo yisal adam isha b'dai dogash, a person not married a woman who has a mind to divorce. But in this it says, al tachrosh reyachal ra, do not have bad thoughts on your friends in silence, but yoshe lebetach otcha, if he's dwelling in security with you. Mishle yivu chabtas, v'cheni mildiyam yikoydem, everybody be told ahead of time. She knows this, so that's why he's only marrying her on a temporary basis, but that's okay. Yoshe sin gam v'chay gavna. Some people also forbid this. So now it's my name, but our day age and afkim says no ramification. Anyway, today we don't divorce women against their will. Takaras from Ragma is one of Takaras from Inugersha. Marshall, no matter what you look at, Inti, so I'll still come and get. If she agrees with Steve again, I feel like he's saying this man, Yochel Agarsha. If he doesn't marry her for on a temporary basis, he can still divorce her. Look, it's us, right? And if she does agree, Ma, Muriel, she has sent his man. What does he do? He marries her temporarily. Also, I married two women in two separate places. I guess that's why he brings it down. And that's it for today.